And take a sigh of relief and a deep breath. That one wasn't easy there.
You know, it's March. Survive in advance. That's the goal. I mean, no matter what, a win's a win. Whether it's pretty or ugly, it doesn't matter. At this time of the year, you want to win. And our guys kept their composure, and they got the job done.
You nearly scored as many, I'm sure free throws help, but you nearly scored as many points through three quarters as you did in the fourth quarter there also. So hitting your free throws was big. I do want to bring it before I forget. Nolan White, they seemed like with about 4 minutes left, he was the guy they wanted to, I call it hack a Nolan. Mm-hmm. So they put him at the line, 14 attempts. He went 9 of 14. To keep his composure in that situation, that's big for a senior, right?
No, it's huge. I mean, Nolan's a competitive kid.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great cross-country runner, great track runner, great basketball player, you know. So if you're going to be a great cross-country runner, like a distance guy, you're going to have to have some mental toughness, and he brings that.
What was the focus going into the second half? What was the talks like at halftime?
Well, we knew we didn't play very well, mm-hmm. but we also knew we were up 2 points, you know. And we thought defensively we were playing pretty well. We had to tweak a couple things we were kind of worried about. But we knew offensively that was our issue. We had a lot of turnovers in the first half, which I thought we were kind of – we were kind of late on some things. We had guys open, but we went to throw it, and they kind of made a play, okay? And so I thought more – it was probably more them being aggressive and us being a little slow. So, I mean, they weren't necessarily bad decisions. They were just slow decisions, you know? And so that was the big thing that we talked about, was keeping our composure and then just taking care of the ball.
I also seemed like you guys were being, to begin the third quarter, more aggressive. Was that the boys on their own, something you talked about? Because you forced a lot of fouls there, at least in the third quarter, to be in the bonus the rest of the way. And a lot of that was led by Nolan White just driving to the basket off the dribble too.
You know, I mean, when we're aggressive defensively, that carries over for us. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, that's how this team has just been built. I mean, that's just their mentality. So, I mean, I thought early there was a lot of nerves in the first half, and then things weren't necessarily going our way. I thought that was kind of that was a defining moment, you know? Like, the game the other night, I mean, it was a blowout, and you weren't really tested. Like, so therefore, the nerves that you had, what you would normally have on opening night of the mm-hmm. sectional, that kind of went away fairly quickly. We didn't really experience that. So now we got hopefully we have those nerves out of our system.
We talk about handling adversity all the time, and you want to see how kids respond to that, how teams respond to that, coming out of the halftime break. I mean, do you guys think you handled it as well as you could have?
No, there's always room for improvement, you know. Yeah. But we handled it, you know. And so, I mean, we were tested, and we responded, and we handled it good enough. And sometimes that's just like that, like that's okay. I mean, we lived, and we were going to fight again tomorrow, you know.
And you look at Drew Cook, he seemed like he finally got hot there. Everybody loved it. His teammates met him out on the floor during a timeout. He finished with 24 points. He also, I learned, he's over 1,000 career varsity points from his time at another school his freshman year and then sophomore and junior year here at Northview. So it's pretty cool for a junior.
Yeah, no. It's awesome. It's a great accomplishment, and I can't wait till he gets the 1,000th in Northview uniform, you know, so we can officially really celebrate it, you know, like he deserves it. And we're proud of him. We celebrated that in the locker room. But we're just happy that we're able to get through tonight with the win.
Now you move on quickly. You play tomorrow night. You take on the fifth-ranked team in 3A in Brownstown Central. Many say are the favorites. You watched them play earlier. You've been probably watching them for a while now, you and your coaching staff, hopefully expecting this outcome. What is it about that team before we talk pregame tomorrow that you notice off the film and watching them in person here today?
Offensively, they're very explosive, and I know the Jack Benner gets a lot of the headlines with that, and rightfully so. Yep. But they got other guys who put the ball in the basket. They're very explosive offensively. So between now and tomorrow night, we're going to have to figure out how we can slow that down.
And I know it's probably a better question to ask. Coach, how does it feel to win 2 back-to-back sectional titles? I mean, how does it feel for you and your boys? I know you don't like to take a lot of the credit or anything like that, but you're going back-to-back sectional titles. It's not easy to do.
No, it's not easy to do. And, all of our guys get the credit for that. I mean, they put in the work, you know. As a coach, you're just trying to help guide them and help put them in positions for them to be successful. But, I mean, getting there is one thing, but winning it is a lot different. And we, like, we have not, we like, we don't want to just get there.
I know.
We want to win.
And I know you say the boys put in all the work, but coaches, no one really knows how much time they spend away from their families and throughout a season. So it's congratulations to you. You put in a, you guys and your staff put a lot of work into, Coach.
Well, I thank you, Corey. I appreciate that.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Congratulations.
Sounds good.